Stu and McCandless just contributed for Groovin' by the Rascals. You and Me Endlessly is the lyric. He heard you and me and Leslie. Oh, yeah, this is one. Ty just said this one. Later on, we'll perspire as we dream by the fire. That's I always thought it was perspire. We'll take a few more if you have them. 412-200-5975. To Donna, thank you for checking in with us. We sure appreciate it. So glad to have you tuned in. And that was quite a bit of fun. Thank you for making it all happen today. Coming up, you're going to get to meet three students, 12, 16 and 17, who have been honored by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh for their creation of musical works. We'll hear portions of those musical works and also meet each of them.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our solar concert series is back on. Join us this coming Thursday at 12:15 at Buell Community Park when we present The Morning People. The series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Plays with power by our pals at Zero Fossil. For details, slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, RadioPhoenix.org, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slvradio.org/radio.
And all the hens go coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't ever seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. Ah-ha, ah-ha, ah-ha. Chicken to ever cock fight again. And all the hens go coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't ever seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. La ha, la ha, la ha. Chicken scratch. The farmer's in the barnyard cooking up another batch. And all the chicks call my daddy, oh, don't you know when they hatch. And all the hens go coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't never seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. Ah-ha, ah-ha. 'Cause in this barnyard I'm king cock of the roost. Stay out all night drinking that moonshine juice. And I don't show the crow till the crack of noon.
That's brand new from Balsam Range, a tune that is called Rooster Rock. And I am thrilled to tell you that we have three guests in the studio as we continue with Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award winners. We had a group last week, and we have some with us today who you will get a chance to meet in just a moment. Oh, and thank you to Rich in Edinburgh. We were talking about misheard song titles. Last hour, he contributed, Lucy in the Sky is Dying, as opposed to, well, you know, as opposed to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Our carathon is underway, and if you have a vehicle you no longer need, maybe you're getting ready to trade in, there's another alternative.
Would you like to support the Saturday Light Brigade? Instead of trading in or holding on to a car you no longer need, we hope you'll consider donating it to SLB. Our partners will pick up your car, motorcycle, or boat, running or not, and take care of all of the paperwork. You'll qualify for a tax deduction, and SLB will receive a donation equal to the car's value. For additional details, visit slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-RIDE.
Well, this particular category is one that's relatively new. The Lapsey Awards and the Ralph Munn Writing Awards combined form the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. And we have three of the honorees with us, all of whom have in common musical compositions that they'll share. I'm going to ask each of you to please introduce yourself. Please tell us how old you are, where you go to school, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it.
So my name is Lindsay Libro. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Hampton High School. And if anyone is listening, I would like them to know I love Taylor Swift, so I want to appreciate her because she is my biggest inspiration.
She's a good example of commercial success and talent not necessarily being, what's the word I'm looking for, mutually exclusive. You can have both, and she's a really talented person. And?
Okay, so my name is Libby Zavadil, and I'm a junior at Upper St. Clair High School. And I would like to thank my friends and my family who have really just been a big inspiration to me in general.
I'm Jack Harding. I go to Falk Laboratory School, and I'm in seventh grade. I'd like to thank my mom and dad and my sisters.
Well, I'm really happy to have each of you here. And what's kind of fun is you have not met one another yet. You've all done similar things. And Jack, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience with composing and creating music? What got you interested in doing it and how you do it?
Sure. So I make music online, digitally. I use a studio called Soundation, and I produce music, like, all day.
I've never heard of Soundation, and I know a lot of these programs. Does it let you make waveforms online?
Yeah, I make almost all my stuff.
Very cool. What got you interested in doing this?
So my dad's a musician. In our basement, there's a room where we have lots of digital music tech and drums and pianos and stuff, and I spend all my time down there.
And what kind of things do you like to compose?
Anything, really. I like to try lots of new genres and types of songs.
Do you find yourself sometimes getting lost in the work that you're doing? I know for me, I can, you know, sometimes forget, like lose track of time almost.
Definitely, yeah.
What do you do with the compositions? If you get one you like, do you share them with other people, or what do you do?
Yeah, well, I usually show my friends and my family, and then I have a SoundCloud that I put my music on.
Excellent. Now, this one is called Used To. Do you want to tell us anything about it? We'll play it. But before we do, anything that we should know about it?
Not really.
Let's take a listen to it together.
Thank you.
Jack, I really like this. Is your voice one of the ones featured?
No.
I was wondering, whose voices are those, or how did you make those?
I think I just took samples of people saying different letters and then put some effects on them to make it sound like one thing.
Yeah, and the bass line is really fun.
Yeah.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I'm not currently taking lessons, but I know how to play piano, and I'm looking into guitar lessons.
Very cool. I wanted to ask you questions while it was still playing so people would know this one was yours. I like, are there any aspects of looping in it where you sort of find a phrase that you like and then loop it around?
Yeah, definitely. The guitar, so I took the guitar sample, speeded it up and changed it up, and then that's looping pretty much the entire song. You don't really hear it go away. I never really, that song is repetitive, but I want it to be that way because there's nothing else I really needed to add to that song.
There's something, we often are looking for songs that are consistent or have that sound with like minor variations.
Yeah.
And you know, film and YouTube videos often need music like that.
Yeah.
Have you thought about, I know, well, first of all, I hope seventh grade is going okay. Did you go to fall class here also?
Yes.
So you're used to it. Are you back in face-to-face classes now? How's it going?
Good.
Excellent. Well, let's see. Who would like to go next? Lindsay, do you want to talk? Tell me a little bit about your creation.
So for the Teen Media Awards, I submitted my song Boardwalk, and I worked with my producer, Sean McDonald, on this song. And this was actually part of WYEP's reimagination project this year. So like a bunch of teen artists in Pittsburgh like made this compilation album, and so this was one of the songs that was featured on it.
Cool. I know that program quite well. And what can you tell me about creating this song or what inspired you?
Yeah. I wrote this song like May 2020, so like middle of quarantine. It's kind of about this summer love that has to end when the summer's over. And I think I just channeled a lot of emotions in this song.
Well, let's take a listen to it. It's called Boardwalk, and it's from Lindsay Libro.
Yep.
Walking down Sunset and Vine, I talk about you all the time, 'cause you just made disappear to then when I'm by your side, 'cause right now you're my ride or die. I'll let you hold my hand and take me to the boardwalk, 'cause there's no one else that can make my heart stop. I found you after all. Summer's only here until fall.
So tell me what you're playing, and just a little bit about your background in music.
In this song, I recorded the acoustic guitar and did the vocals, and then my producer like added in some like cool drums and stuff.
So you're playing and singing simultaneously, or did you track this?
We recorded them separately, so I would do a take of my guitar, and then I do some takes of my vocals as well.
How did you learn to play guitar?
I kind of just taught myself, really. I really wanted to start creating music to, like, lyrics, because I've been writing songs since I was in, like, second grade, but I didn't have, like, a real instrument to, like, put my music to. So going into my freshman year of high school, I kind of taught myself guitar over the summer, and then I ended up here.
Well, that's great. Let's listen to a little more here. It's got a great pop sensibility, and it's also super authentic. Have you played out in front of folks?
Yeah, one of my favorite performances I did was actually at the Three Rivers Arts Festival.
Cool.
Yeah, and I just keep finding new gigs like almost every weekend, and it's really awesome just to perform in front of people and see their live reactions.
Do you get nervous?
Yeah, sometimes.
I would, too. It takes a lot. Do you have a band with you, or is it pretty much
you?
No,
it's just me.
It takes a lot of courage. And this is your senior year.
Yes.
Not to sound like an adult in your life, but do you know what you're going to do? Do you have any... Oh, let's listen to this. I know it's hard to talk as we're listening to you. You have such a pretty voice.
Thank you.
Do you know what you might like to do after you graduate?
I think I want to go to college for songwriting and kind of just build that career.
Very nice. Any in mind?
Like Berklee College and Belmont.
Excellent. Very nice. And... And are you back at school face-to-face,
yes.
I imagine? And I've been to Hampton High School many, many times. It's a beautiful school.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going so far?
It's pretty good.
I hope the school year stays continuous and it ends up being a good senior year for you. I'm assuming you were... remote towards the end of last year, or did you get back?
Last year we did hybrid, so half of the days we were in school, half of them we were online. Towards the end of the year we were full in person, but that was only for like the last month, and now we're still full in person, so hopefully it continues to be positive.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. Jack is 13 minus one. You're sort of a rising teen. I meant to ask you what you might like to do. We were talking to Jack just before Lindsay. What you might like to do if you've thought about careers or anything, or just when you're done with school, what you might like to do.
Well, I definitely want to keep producing music, but other than that, I have no idea what I'm going to do.
And that's, I might answer that way if I were a high school senior at this point. So many things are changing. It's hard to know. Let's meet Libby now. Libby is from Upper St. Clair High School. Libby, tell me about what you created.
So More is a piece that I was originally writing just because I started playing it on piano. And that's actually, piano is the instrument I enjoy to start writing a composition on. So for me, I just kind of play around, and then I discovered that I really enjoy this piece, and I was like really wanting to make it into something more than what it just was. So as I was writing it, I started really thinking about what I wanted it to be about, and so More is about feeling burnt out, because the time I was writing it, beginning of school year around fall, about last year around this time, and it was at a point where many students and like were feeling very burnt out from the stress of school activities, grades, the competition, and I as well was feeling that. I mean, many students.
Would you have felt this way even absent the pandemic, do you think?
I feel like the pandemic definitely brought a lot of awareness to this feeling for many people, not just me. And I feel like it definitely played a huge part in the feeling of being burnt out.
Let's take a listen. I can really feel the tension in this, and I'm glad you explained it. I listened to it a few times earlier, but I'm hearing it in a new light now. Jack, are you curious how she made this, like what software she used? I am. How did you do it?
So I actually decided to use a notation device called MuseScore, and I wrote in every single rhythm by hand on my computer. Rhythm, note, pitch, dynamics, and slurs, everything I put into this notation device. And so I made the score first, and then we put it into a program. Me and my piano teacher, she helped me put it into this program to create this, because MuseScore is just a notation device. It's a software, but it's not for sound. It's not going to give you a very pretty sound of what it's going to be like. So we then put it into a program to get it to be the whole quintet.
Does that make sense to you, Jack?
Yeah.
It sounds like, and it does it to you as well. I'm regarding Lindsay as being a little bit more traditional playing instruments. Do you do electronic composition as well?
No, I kind of just get my guitar and start singing on my bed, so.
It's cool that there's different ways to approach it. So what I'm imagining is you kind of create the recipe and the score. I mean, here you have violins, cello, piano, no piano?
No, just piano.
So what are the other instruments?
So there's a violin one, there's a violin two, there's a viola, a cello, and a bass.
And so each, in your notation, you created then five different parts, and then that gets ingested, I guess, by another program,
yep,
which I'm gathering is MIDI, what it is, M-I-D-I. Jack's nodding his head. Did I get that right? Which is musical instrument digital interface.
Yeah.
So it gets ingested into that, and then it basically plays it. But can you sort of mess around with the tones you want and the dynamics once it's in there?
Yeah, so MuseScore itself will not really transfer like all the slurs or dynamics or accelerations in the piece. So you will have to go in and then add that later.
Wow. So this piece is, I think, about 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes, 20 seconds exactly.
Do you know, get her a job application of it. That's a skill you need to know here. Things like that. Do you know roughly, I would imagine you put hours and hours into
this. Yeah, it takes a long time just simply because of the process. I mean, this was actually the first song I ever put into notation of mine and ever, like, put into, like, software. So for me, it took me about a couple months.
Wow.
Just simply because I was learning how to do this. And it does take a while.
The samples are really good. It sounds very much like a true quintet, and I would imagine the samples. Did you choose? Were you able to choose different sources for the instruments until you found a set that you liked?
Yeah. So each instrument has a different layer and different piece. So there's a single, and then we added them to one file.
Very cool. So I'd like to ask all of you just a few more questions. One is, why do you think music is important? And I mean, there's no right answer, but I think people might be curious to know. Jack, any thoughts on that?
Not really.
I mean, it seems to, it's just a natural for you,
yeah.
Given your dad. Or maybe a better way to look at it is, why is it important for schools to make time for music, if you think it is important for them to do that?
Well, not necessarily for schools, but I think just in general, music is important because it gives people something to relate to, I think. I wrote this song, and I actually released it last Friday, called Wasted Potential. Shameless plug. But it was kind of about how people who want to pursue a career in music, they're told that it's not like a stable career path. And actually, it kind of went viral on Twitter because people mistook it for an unreleased Taylor Swift song. So I got a lot of streams from that. And so a lot of people started commenting and they're like, thank you so much for writing this song. Like, I've never had a song that really made me feel this and that I could relate to this such a specific experience. And yeah, some like people have DM'd me and been like, thank you so much. Like, this has given me the courage to start taking singing lessons and pursue my dreams. So it's really cool that music can have that impact on people.
Yeah, that's got to make you feel amazing to have that kind of reaction. What do you think, Libby?
I think it's extremely important to include music into people's lives, whether they want to pursue a career or not. For me, when I was really young and first learning how to play a violin, I always said to my mom, Mom, I don't want to go into music when I'm older. Mom, I'm not going to do anything. This is just a hobby. And then I think it was last year when I decided to go that I wanted to major, and double major actually, in music composition and production technology. And besides me deciding I wanted to do something with music, it had been such a huge part of my life. And for me, it was a way to handle my emotions. It was sort of fun for me. It got me to meet a lot of my friends. It got me to really get out of what I would have been able to. And music itself can do so much for people. There's music therapy is now a new thing as well. But music is just such a diverse thing that can teach people many things. And I think it's a great thing to include.
And Jack, it seems like music is a huge part of your life. Is there any role that it plays that you think is important in terms of how you spend your time or what you think about when you're actually composing?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's just a natural for you. How much time do you spend working on music?
Well, during school days, not as much. I mean, sometimes I'll do it for a little bit after I finish my homework and stuff. But on the weekends, like before I had to come here, I was writing a song.
I was wondering about that. Well, I'm glad that we were able to share your music, all of your music. Two more quick questions. This one, did any of you want to say something that I didn't ask you about?
Not that I can think of.
I always ask, so we're cool. And my other question, I'm just curious, if you suddenly, you know, a magic lantern drops down from the sky and you get a wish, doesn't necessarily have to be about music, but a wish to either change the world or something specific. Any idea what you might wish for? I'll give you a minute to think about that. It's kind of a crazy question, and also to just, I would probably wish for another half dozen of wishes, but any idea of what you might wish or what you hope would happen?
For me, I just really want to make a difference in not even just the music industry, but in somebody's life, even if it's just one person.
That was Libby. And any other ideas?
I think being able to heal people would be really nice. Not just even in like a physical sense of like healing someone's illness, but like emotionally healing people, and just if I could do that, it would be the greatest thing ever.
That's terrific. And Jack, it sounds like you're already living the dream. You like doing what you're doing. Anything else that you would wish for?
I would have to think on that.
Yeah, it's a tough question. Well, I want to thank all of you for being here, and also to congratulate you on the work you've done with Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Teen Media Awards. I hope you'll keep it up. And thank you so much to all three of you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Jack and Lindsay and Libby, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and slvradio.org/radio.
A cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
Spin around and around.
A cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
All around the kitchen.
A cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
All around the kitchen. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
This artist had a leg up. If your name is Gordy Crazy Legs McKeeman, I'm going to pay attention, and that's who that was. Don Flamins was in on that, and also Mike Dixon. And Gordy is from Canada. We should get a little more specific on that, shouldn't we? I was just reading about him yesterday. Let me see if I have his bio here. Well, I don't have Gordy's birthplace. We might just let the mystery be. But you can learn more. It's Gordy Mac Keeman, M-A-C-K-E-E-M-A-N. Thank you if you've reviewed SLB as part of the great nonprofits review system. We appreciate your support in that fashion. I think we're just one review short of the goal they established for us. And you can go to tinyurl.com/myslbreview. They evaluate nonprofits every year, and have designated us as a top nonprofit for 7 or 8 consecutive years now. And one of the factors they look at are reviews. Quite frankly, I often forget to ask you if you would consider doing that. It's helpful to us and to our funders to see that you appreciate what it is that we do. So again, it's as simple as going to tinyurl.com/myslbreview. So good to have you along today. We are next going to hear from a group called the V Wind Quintet. And the V Wind Quintet was here with us December 3rd, 2016. Lots of different schools involved. These kids are all nearly 5 years older than they were. But we'll take a listen to them now. They'll introduce themselves and the music they're playing after their first number, the V-Wind Quintet. The V Quintet with the first of three movements that they are going to be sharing with us during this segment. And it's terrific to have them here today. And I'm going to turn to each of the five members and have them introduce themselves, perhaps indicate your age, where you go to school. And if you have any shout outs, this is the perfect time to do so. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me your name and about yourself.
My name is Beth Danley. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior at Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills. And I've been playing flute, I guess, for 10 years. And I guess I'd like to shout out to my dad and my brother.
Excellent. Can you tell me the piece you just played?
We were playing a piece by Donzi, and it's Opus 56, and it's the first one. There's multiple Opus 56s.
And you'll be playing two more movements coming up. What's nice to meet you, and let's see who's sitting next to you. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, I'm Jeffrey Madge. I am 15 years old, and I am a ninth grader at Chartres Valley High School. I live in Scott Township, and the people I'd like to give a shout-out to are my private teacher, Holly White, and my family.
Excellent. And you're playing oboe today?
Yes. I've been playing oboe for 5 years now. That's 5 years now, something like that.
Well, great. It's nice to meet you, and let's find out who is on your left from oboe. We go to?
Clarinet.
Clarinet.
My name is Sydney Ellison. I go to the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School in Midland, PA. I live in Greensburg, PA in Hemphill Township, and I'll say hello to my mom at home today.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you,
yes,
and
you
thank
too.
You for being here. Next, we go to bassoon. I can see the bassoon. I see most of the other instruments, but it's pretty hard to miss a bassoon. What's your name?
My name is Mitchell Dubin, and I go to the Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts Magnet School.
And anybody you would like to say hello to?
Well, in addition to my parents, we would all like to give a shout-out to our wonderful coach who has worked with us on our music, Mr. Jim Rogers, who is the contrabassoonist in the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Excellent. And something tells me you may be able to tell me about the origin of the quintet's name, V. Or can anybody tell me anything about that?
Yes. So when we were told to find a name, we looked around for some inspiration, and we decided that with the five of us, we would choose a Roman numeral and something very simple, and oftentimes we're just the V Wind Quintet.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's nice to meet you. And then we have a French horn player, and I think I can count on one hand in nearly 40 years of being on the radio how many French horn players we've had in the studio. You may be only the second or third. It's a hard instrument to play, isn't it? What's your name?
My name's Maya Waller. I'm a senior at North Allegheny High School, and I've been playing horn for only about a year and a half.
What's nice to meet you. Now, are you in a marching band?
I am, yeah.
Do you play? French horn isn't usually marched with, is
no.
it?
No.
What do you play in marching bands?
It's called a mellophone.
Okay, that's what I thought. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Shout out to my family at home, yeah.
Excellent. You can just place that mic right on the table there. We'll take care of that. And after the next movement you play, we will talk a bit about the Youth Chamber Connection and how you've all gotten together. You sound terrific. And now we'll listen to the second movement of the work you've selected. And it's our pleasure again to welcome the V Wind Quintet. Thank you. the V Wind Quintet. You all sound terrific, and it's fun to listen to you on the radio. I think you'll enjoy listening back. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things we mentioned before, but does anybody have anybody they meant to acknowledge that they didn't acknowledge? I want to be sure nobody was thinking about that as you were playing. I wish I had said hello to somebody. We'll pass that microphone right on. It looks like Mitch is going to have something to say. Or Mitchell. Did you prefer Mitchell?
Mitchell will be great. Okay. Thank you. Four of us, except for Beth, who we love to have with us, four of us are members of TRIPO, the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. And we would like to acknowledge the executive director of TRIPO, Mrs. Lindsay Nova, and our wonderful conductor, Mr. Wilcox.
It's a great organization, and it's terrific. I want to acknowledge Laurie Cunningham with Youth Chamber Connection. What a great idea to sort of come up with a switchboard of sorts to bring together quartets and quintets, because you all would probably not have come together as a quintet to play this morning without Laurie, and it's just terrific to be able to connect people like this. I especially like that you're all from different schools, too. It's been really terrific to have all five of you here today, and you've got one more movement from the work you've been featuring this morning. And thank you for being here, and we'll get right back to the music with the V Wind Quintet. Quintet, you sounded great. Thank you for being here. And there they were from December 3rd, 2016. And we thank them for being with us. We're looking to doing more work, more collaboration, I should say, with Youth Chamber Connection coming up. We've been in touch with them and also with Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, or I should say Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, about doing more work together there as well.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
We are so happy to be collaborating with WCUC in Clarion at 91.7 FM, allowing us to return to Clarion, Mercer, Venango, Forest, Jefferson, Armstrong, parts of Elk and Butler counties. I hope you'll help us spread the word. It's a pleasure to be able to be there with you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green is here as well. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, and slbradio.org/radio. Thank you. That is Clifton Chenier with Choo Choo Chaboogie here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nice to get him on the air and playing with us. And it's nice to have you here as well.
Do 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 do